The FBI has arrested seven people with connections to a West Virginia militia group. They are charged with plotting to acquire illegal explosives and floor plans for the FBI's National Fingerprint Records Complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia. NPR's Chitra Raghavan has a report.
The arrest of the seven men, who are all either members of or associated with the group Mountaineer Militia, came after a 16-month undercover investigation by FBI agents. The agents had a breakthrough this morning, according to U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of West Virginia, Bill Wilmoth.
Raymond Looker, who is the Adjutant General of the West Virginia Mountaineer Militia, was arrested this morning after exchanging the photographs of the construction blueprints for the FBI facility to an undercover FBI agent whom he believed was a broker for an international terrorist organization who wanted to destroy the facility in exchange for $50,000 in cash.
Wilmoth says the seven men are charged with transportation and manufacturing of explosives, including plastic, TNT, and homemade nitroglycerin, and procuring the FBI blueprints from the fire department. One of the men arrested is a fire lieutenant at the Clarksburg Fire Department.
The plans that they talked about and plotted over, according to the charging documents, were contingency plans to do damage to three federal facilities in the Northern District of West Virginia in the event that there were hostilities between the militia and the federal government.
Wilmoth says the militia members were concerned that the New World Order would one day be run out of the FBI complex. The Mountaineer Militia share those kinds of beliefs with many militia groups, says Lori Linzer of the Anti-Defamation League.
Very much like other militia groups around the country, Looker, their leader, has spoken about these mysterious unmarked black helicopters that are, you know, surveilling the American people. And he has claimed that such a helicopter has circled over his own home in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Linzer says the group has no apparent religious connections. She says the militia came to the attention of the Anti-Defamation League shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing. Looker, like other militia leaders, denounced the bombing as a government conspiracy to crack down on militia groups. Among other things, Looker claims in his militia pamphlets that the government has set up concentration camps at abandoned military bases to house, quote, law-abiding citizens in the New World Order. Noah Chandler tracks militia groups for the Center for Democratic Renewal. He says the fingerprint facility, which the FBI has used for more than a year to keep records from police departments nationwide, is just the kind of building to trigger a militia group's paranoia and fear.
Anything that reeks of that type of identifying and categorizing of people, they are extremely paranoid of. That is what I see as probably triggering, you know, this, is that they see this office that is, you know, attempting in their eyes to categorize all Americans and all patriots and to be able to track them down wherever they are and herd them into internment camps.
The seven men are being detained by the U.S. Marshal's Office until a hearing next week. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.